As John Edwards ended his campaign, John Kerry began a new phase of his. He began what will be an 8-month duel with President George W. Bush. Kerry's first stop was Orlando, Florida, for what was billed as a town hall meeting on America's security. NPR's David Wellna is traveling with the Kerry campaign and has this report.
There were hundreds of energized Kerry supporters at Orlando's Plaza Theater, and Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham, who was himself a presidential contender before bowing out, told them it was significant that Kerry's kicking off his campaign as the virtual Democratic nominee in Florida.
As it was 4 years ago, Florida will be the battleground state. We've got a lot of commitments to make. We've all got to commit ourselves to our absolute, full, day, night, 7 days a week commitment to see that we have a new president of the United States as of January 20th, 2005.
Florida's other Democratic senator, Bill Nelson, was also at Kerry's side. Both senators are considered possible running mates for Kerry, who gave no clue today who might be his pick. His campaign did announce that Jim Johnson, a Washington, D.C. businessman and former campaign manager for Walter Mondale, would head the effort to choose a running mate. As he thanked his colleagues for flying down here with him, Kerry also reminded the crowd of the vote-counting dispute following the 2000 presidential election.
And it's wonderful to be here with two Democratic United States senators, both of whom are living testimony to what happens in Florida when you count all the votes. And I love it.
Kerry also continued to play up his military career, as he now faces a president who's already indicated national security will be a key theme of his campaign. Kerry brought out a former Navy crewmate, Bill Zaldonis, who lives outside Orlando.
He served with me in Vietnam. He was on my 50-foot gunboat. He was my engine man. And I might just tell you, the boat that we were on was the 44 boat, and I am running to be the 44th president of the United States of America.
And while Kerry sharply questioned President Bush's handling of domestic security and his campaign against terrorists, he said the U.S. will have to remain committed to stabilizing Iraq.
And no one should pretend that you can just kind of leave, because what we'd leave in behind as a failed Iraq would be destabilizing to the war on terror as well as the Middle East, and we can't do that.
Kerry says he'll actively campaign in the four southern states holding primaries next Tuesday, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. He promised the Orlando crowd he'll be coming back many more times to Florida.
Florida, obviously, is going to be a critical battleground. We know that. And we intend to campaign through the South. I intend to talk to people because I think everybody cares about fiscal responsibility, about mainstream American values of keeping promises to your kids, not abandoning Americans from health care.
Underscoring a message that appeared tailored for a more conservative Democratic audience, Kerry also spoke of how he'd voted to cut taxes in the past and of his years spent as a federal prosecutor. But more than primary votes, Kerry's now looking to build up a war chest to confront his main rival.
George Bush has about $200 million, and he's going to start advertising tomorrow. We need to be able to answer him. Start sending $10, $20, $50, $100.
A top advisor of Kerry's said he has no hope of ever catching up to what the president has raised, but he's spending time at each stop and the entire day tomorrow building up teams of fundraisers to help pay for what promises to be 8 very expensive months before the election. David Wellna, NPR News, Orlando.